Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Here we are, part two of the PB Mini Bites episode on six things you've learned since graduation.
Yeah. Well, so, I didn't get it all, you know, in school. Right. And maybe I was a flop and a failure. But I'm guessing that a lot of people have found their way through college and realized I didn't get everything.
Yeah.
Didn't learn everything that I needed to know.
Right.
I graduated in 93. And what I remember a lot about 1993 was my love for Banana Republic.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was where I shopped.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Khaki pants. Mm-hmm. And I actually had a baseball hat that was from Banana Republic that said 93 on it. Hmm. That was special to me because that was, I think I wore it, you know, on our honeymoon and stuff like that. So I wore that hat out. It looked like your brother Sean's hat.
Yep, yep.
But I did throw it away. So, well, yeah, we're not on number four. Fourth thing that I did not learn, I learned after college, was a healthy you and a healthy family is essential for a healthy ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that a healthy ministry is really possible without a healthy you. And I really mean all the way around, you know, physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from what's in you. And so you got to be healthy.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear a whole lot about that, you know, developing healthy habits, taking care of yourself. I don't think ever once was vacation mentioned. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of my life now. I know there are rhythms and cycles in life, and I work hard, and we do spend a lot of time here, but also we got to get away and refresh, and you know. So, anyway, having a healthy you.
I want to put you on the spot on this one.
Yeah,
maybe you can point to a time where actually ministry felt pretty good, like things were going well. Can you identify a time when at home it wasn't feeling that way, like, and you realized, wow, I need to actually. I think before you've mentioned to me, maybe your first job.
Yeah.
You really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Doing great. You were enjoying it.
Yeah.
But your wife was struggling.
Yeah. And our church was further from our home. She was working outside the church. We had long drives to get there. We drove separately because I had to be there early. And it was kind of a stressful time.
Hmm.
I was just focused on doing, like, I'm doing my job, you know, working at the ministry, and wasn't really noticing that my wife wasn't happy and wasn't enjoying the church and the ministry. And so, yeah, I think I was more focused on the work of the ministry and not as much about the health of my family.
Yeah.
And as a result, we made a change and decided this is not worth my wife being unhappy over.
Yeah.
And yeah, we made a change. Okay. Number five, fifth thing I didn't learn, until after college was discernment. And I don't know, maybe this is kind of like the spiritual gift, but maybe it's also just a natural thing. Like they can't teach you to see through what someone is telling you to actually what they really mean.
Yeah,
you know, that's something that you kind of learn with experience dealing with people and kind of picking up on agendas. Okay, so the first time someone says to you, hey, really great to connect with you. I'd love to take you out to coffee. Okay, the first time you hear that as a younger person, you might think kind of optimistically like, oh, nice.
Yeah,
you know,
they want to buy me coffee.
Yeah, that's weird. They want to get together. How cool. Well, after your first Amway meeting with someone, you realize all of a sudden, like, there might be more to this. Maybe I should ask some more questions. I think discernment is just like that. You know, you start to pick up on agendas because of what someone is saying, or wolves, people that are there to take and steal and, you know, just not build but tear apart. Mm-hmm. So I think discernment's been a big thing. And the more experience, unfortunately, painful experience you have, the more you learn.
Yeah.
Last one, number six, it's not just how to do ministry or how to lead, but how to build and raise up leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what you do get in college is kind of that idea of this is what you do.
Yeah.
Like, do it like this. And you become a doer, but ministry and leadership is so much more. It's not just you doing, but it's you raising up leaders. And it's helping them become not only people who do, but reproducing more leaders. In other words, they know how to raise up leaders. And that is, I think, a real art. And it's something that is necessary. I don't want to just be a busy guy. I want to be a guy who is leaving a legacy and that behind me isn't just a great monument to my work, but a lot of people who know how to not only do something, but lead the same way. So those are some things that I have learned since college.
People come, people go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know is a good answer.
One of my favorites, honestly.
You really don't graduate. Learning's forever. Number four, healthy you, healthy family is essential for healthy ministry.
I'm going on vacation next week.
Five, discernment. And six, not just how to do, but how to raise up others. And last thing, I'll say it. I think it's really interesting that after years of school, something that you're known for, raising up leaders, is something that you learned along the way, 19 years, and still growing at it.
Yeah.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.